Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning.
WPIX.
August 8th, TGIF Day. The time is 3.5 minutes to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning. This is television station
WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine.
Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
Oh, holy crap! What the heck? Oh no! What? Friday night? You're telling me it's Friday? Friday night, which means it's time for Spankwagon Radio? Oh, okay. I'll sit back and listen. Thanks. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. Time for the greatest internet radio show ever. Just happens to be Spank Wagon Radio. Awesome stuff, folks. Hey, we want everybody to play along because it's good stuff, good show. Got a lot of stuff to go over tonight. Unfortunately, we don't have boobs in the studio to distract us. But maybe that's a good thing. All you got to do is go to our site, spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat link. Brings up our webcam. We'll get those going in a little bit. Don't forget to go to the chat room by going to the, well, SWR chat room. It's pretty simple. We want everybody to play along. We want everybody to call us on our $20,000 telephone system by calling us at 1-866-587-6257. Which also means 1-866-LV-ROCKS. I don't know which mics are which anymore. Yours? Still not on. Try now.
Chat room.
All right.
We know that one works.
I don't even know which one that is. I just turned on every mic.
Chat room.
Oh, don't do that again. That is annoying.
Chat room.
We want listeners?
In the
chat room.
I'm going to hope that one's yours because I'm going to turn that game down and you'll still be able to talk. It'll just be much quieter.
In the
chat room.
Damn, wrong mic. All right, folks. Spankwagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. Lee is in the chat room already looking for Cam. Unfortunately, we don't have anybody up to look at.
You can put me up. I'm dead sick.
All right, let's put you up on the webcam. Let's see. That should be that button.
I can't tell because the... Oh, okay. Because we got the game on there. Holy crap. Yeah, Cleveland, way to go.
Oh, my God. 2-10?
Yeah, 10-2. Boston's up. Javier Lopez is on the mound. Nice.
Colorado Rockies.
Yeah.
They fluff.
Dude, okay, first off, let me point out this. You could still walk up and get a ticket to the game by going up to the gate for the game at Colorado, or the Colorado game at
Colorado.
Diamondbacks. No one cares if you could have gotten two even less
significant teams.
Yeah, thank you. Less significant teams. Colorado Rockies, of course, they're going to be big in Colorado.
Colorado.
So what's
that's
the,
it.
So what's the chances of Colorado being Boston?
Apparently that's the chance.
Oh, hold on a second.
But they're riding hot. I haven't watched baseball. They won 18 straight, right?
Do we really, really want to see David Ortiz in Coors Field? I mean, come on. What's that, Big Poppy? What are you doing? Yard. There it goes. Yard.
Got a good point.
Did you hear that?
I heard that.
So you think Cleveland's going to win?
No, Cleveland's done. Do you hear that?
I hear that.
Dude, okay, this one sucks.
Oh, that one does.
Oh, this one. Wait. That one's not great, but this one.
Wow.
Because this one's got an empty skull. You know, kind of like you. Here, take those.
Okay.
Howdy, everybody.
We'll talk about people from
Iowa. That does suck. You can't make one of these solid.
Do not talk about people from Iowa. They will come back and shoot you later.
Says who? Someone from Ohio? What?
Possibly. You know somebody from Ohio?
Ohio, yeah. Ohio, did I ever leave Ohio? Ohio, Ida.
Ohio, Gilly.
All the anime nerds out there.
Yeah, really. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Spankwagon Radio. You can never say that enough.
Spankwagon Radio.
You can find us online, spankwagon.net.
Spank it, spank it.
When you go to Spankwagon, don't tell me you're broken again over there, Murph.
It's just these headphones, I think. The right side. There we go. It's me. I know it's me. Oh. It's these headphones.
Okay.
They're shite.
Well, you got your earbuds. Use your earbuds.
Yeah, I like the headphones because they encase my entire ear. And plus, I can take the... What do you think of that?
Nice. Looking like Jekyll and Hyde together again. You ever see Jekyll and Hyde together again?
It's a romance. No. Hey, if you guys want to see Murph's hair, all you got to do is go to spankwagon.net.
That's great.
Click on the webcam.
Gene Wilder.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Actually, that's Gilda Radner's crotch. Granted, she's been dead for over 20 years, almost 20 years, but hey, you know.
That explains the
hair stay.
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Bigger than a baby's arm holding an apple.
Who's? I'm going to see if I don't fuck it up because I already forgot.
It's all right.
Maxi Manili? Manili?
Maximilian?
No.
Maxi Pad.
I knew I was going
to. Milli Vanilli?
No, I knew I was going to fuck up the name.
Maxi Priest.
No. The person went to Chaparral. Porn star.
I didn't know a porn star went to Chaparral.
Oh, you didn't know?
You know, do you have your computer up? Do you have that little clip I gave you?
Yes, I do.
Speaking of porn stars, you should have a Onion News report on there.
Yeah. TheOnion.com?
Because yeah. Carla said that you knew.
Let's find out. Because
oh, Star. I can't remember her real name. Yeah, Star, yeah.
So what kind of porn does she do? Have you seen any?
You know, she's the porn star who almost, she got like a huge amount of money from Charlie Sheen. Because her Charlie Sheen's bodyguards like roughed her up.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have me up, dude.
Yes, I do.
Or having testicle difficulties.
Oh, come on. Tell me I don't get you in the wrong input.
Stick it in the right input.
Oh, my God.
Stick it in the right input.
Here, let me just... I'll start iTunes playing, and then when...
You got to pace yourself sexually, you know?
All right, cool.
I don't know why, but you're landing on 7 tonight, which is really weird because I'm used to having you land on 6. You know, speaking of... you know, what two favorite topics that we always seem to cover on this show, women and race, usually not even connected like that. Yet, you know, there's one out in the green room. The green room. Instead, Farmer John here. I do it the old-fashioned way.
Shut up, farm boy.
All right. So we always mix in the race thing because, you know, we're race baiters. Let's face it, all of us.
We?
You.
Me?
You.
Dude.
You.
Excuse me. I come from the big city where people tend to be, you know, a Democrat, or where people tend to be a little more progressive, unlike those of you that grew up on a farm in a barn.
Unfortunately, I've never grown up on a farm nor in a barn, and
therefore, where are you from? Where are you from?
From Iowa.
Thank you.
We have plumbing, dude. I hate to break it to you, Brit boy.
I'm sure you do. You pump that big handle.
It's not my fault you were born on Stratford on Avon, okay?
You get flushed in the outhouse?
Oh, shut the fuck up. See, I'm kind of. Yeah.
I'm from the, you know, the birthplace of modern civilization. You're from where cows fart.
Mesopotamia?
Modern civilization.
Oh, Rome.
No, modern civilization.
Wales?
See, of course, you would bring up Rome. Why? Because they killed all the Jews.
How does that work out?
Rome had a problem with the Jews. Because you're a racist, and you're an anti-Semite. You might as well be Ann Coulter. Do you think the Jews need to be perfected?
Well, I do have her Adam's apple.
So do I. It's in a jar at home.
All right. So, we always talk about the race and porn and boobs. Well, I caught this...
Boobs.
I caught this news report. I thought we really should share this news report.
You want me to share it now?
Would you mind sharing it now?
Right now?
Right now.
Even though we're in the intro?
Totally.
Not really in the news portion of the show?
Doesn't matter anymore.
We're just in the how I get to know you, how is your week phase of the show?
Yeah, we know. We're going to get to that. We'll just spread it out. But it was a perfect
kind of like your ass cheeks.
Racism is still a problem in America. For proof, you needn't look any further than the latest celebrity to fall from grace after using a racial slur. Correspondent Brian Scott has the story.
Jenica St. Fox, popular star of such films as Jenica on Top, I, Sex Bot, and Spread Eagle, volumes 1 through 14, came under fire this week for her use of the N-word.
Oh, yeah, stuff my filthy cunt with your big nigger cock. Yeah.
Absolutely Elegant Entertainment, the company that produced the video, has since pulled the title from its catalog and issued an online apology. Jenica St. Fox's comments do not reflect the views of this company, which has always worked to promote diversity in front of and behind the camera.
People of all colors are equal. That's why we have people fucking in of every different ethnicity that you can imagine, in every kind of hole.
Across the country, at adult film outlets like this one, Ms. St. Fox's fans are expressing shock and outrage at the offensive remarks.
I've pulled all my Jenica DVDs off the shelf. I just can't allow and will not allow that racist filth in my sex shop.
I've watched her get fucked a bunch of different ways, in the ass, in the mouth. I've seen her come on, and then you find out she's a racist. It's filthy and disturbing. You know?
Did you? Viola, honey, I just saw your slave running off down the street. Hurry, come, please. No problem.
No problem.
Oh, that was the man on the street view there. I didn't know how long you wanted to let this thing run.
It was the whole thing. It was
a
good...
bad way.
She said that N-word, and I ain't buying none of her stuff. I don't care how good she acts, how good she looks.
African-American leaders have also spoken out against the video.
This was not a slip of the lip. This was a point of view.
Fox herself issued an apology via webcam from her internet site, writingjenica.com, earlier this morning.
In my defense, when I made those comments, I was being fucked extremely hard. I have great respect for the African-American people who have fucked me in the past, and that I hope they continue to fuck me in the future.
In spite of the apology, those in the porn industry remain sharply divided over the controversy.
She's done it with more black eyes than anyone I know, and she's not a racist.
I find what she said disgusting.
Okay, dude. All right, now I got to pause it. Because right there on The Onion, there's no warning, really, but there's some dudes cocking the shots. I mean, dude, really, is that what it comes down to? You just wanted to show me a penis?
No, what are you talking about?
I'm... You know,
man,
I'm gonna look at
you. You seen penises of women, men, donkeys.
Yes, but I was looking for the penises on this.
At the center of the controversy is the victim of the slur, Vance Ribald, who says he hasn't decided yet whether he'll press charges.
I've done hundreds of films and I've never been called anything worse than a big black fuck ox. There's no way I'll work with Jenica again. I was really shocked what that cunt said to me.
One thing is clear: it's been a sad day for hardcore pornography. For the Onion News Network, I'm Brian Scott.
Absolutely Elegant Entertainment says it will bring people of diverse ethnic backgrounds together in triple and quadruple penetration gangbangs.
There you go. A little bit of news. Since I know that, you know, we were mentioning it, we started off with it already, and come on, porn and racism seems to be a very common topic on this show. I figured you would appreciate that. Cock or no cock?
You guys always talk about porn, and you guys always talk about race.
What do you talk about?
Whatever you guys talk about.
Porn and race.
Yeah, porn and race. Oh, my God. All right. So, let's see. We already did the intro.
Damn, it's already 20 minutes in?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. We start at 7:15 these days for some
Jesus,
reason.
Jesus. Well, all right. So,
it's hard to move to all that girth.
You know, oh, shit. Our news is really irrelevant today. Our news is completely irrelevant today. So, there's no
today.
How... Well, yeah. There's no how are you getting, how are you doing decaf? Because no, fuck that. There's no how are you doing trench? Fuck that. How are you doing, Murph?
I'm good.
What's the news, Murph?
I'm sorry, what?
What is going on, Murph?
I'm sorry. I could not pay attention. I was answering vast amounts of emails from friends and family whom I recently told that my wife is pregnant.
Yay!
Yay! I'm not sterile.
This time. Although... You thought opening up the microwave in front of your penis was going to make you
sterile. Thought it was going to be surefire, and it just turned out not to be so. Yeah, nope. Jackie's pregnant. We're very happy about this. It did not start out that way, but after much deliberation, and her threatening to hit me over the head with something heavy.
Ka-dong!
Rhode Island. So it's about 6 weeks, and everyone say it with me. Not a girl, 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 not a girl. I will smash you in the mouth.
Twins, twins, twins.
No, I do.
Twins, twins, twins.
No, no twins, no twins, no girls.
Twins, two girls.
Man child is the only child.
Man child.
And I'll be doing the opposite of Trencher and his family.
You are the man child.
That's right. See, the problem is Trencher, and he doesn't like to go into this, but I'm gonna drag it out now. Trencher. There's a very specific kind of food your wife loves to give your son. That would be organic, antibiotic-free, hormone-free.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, she's like a complete freak about this. Well, How old was he before he had meat?
Way too old.
I think he was about 2 years old before I finally got to slip him a hot dog.
No, I was...
That came out wrong. Whoops!
Pederast. All right. So, no. Actually, she does do the organic, like the organic milk, the organic dairy, stuff like that. We don't do anything else organic because that's just too fucking expensive.
No. You used to, though.
Oh, we used to.
Everything was organic and hormone free.
You have to understand. We also did... I didn't see because I didn't have anything to do with it except buy the shit. She made the baby food and everything the first few years.
See, I'll be loading my kid up with every hormone-induced, genetically engineered, enhanced product I can find.
Okay.
I want my kid to come out looking like a football player right out of the womb.
All right, then that gives me a question for both of you guys.
Yes.
All right. Well, because you have a kid on the way, and of course you have a
I've got a son.
I've got a boy. He's got a 5-6-year-old.
I have a 6-year-old boy.
Which one is...
The little blonde boy that runs around your house like a madman.
No,
tormenting everyone.
I know. I was trying to. I forget which one is. I always think it's.
All little white children look alike to you, don't they?
Yeah, I can't. I always got to remember that one is Jackie, one is yours.
Yeah.
So it gets confusing to me. I'm fucking sorry. Oh, God.
Wow, could you sound any whiter?
No, I can't sound as white.
I'm fucking sorry. Summer Lovin'.
I could have sounded as white. No, I never did that shit. I never could sound as white as Trencher did answer those rap questions just last week.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, that was fucking white.
You know, I couldn't help it. I'm like, oh, God, this is going to sound so white.
You know, I heard him driving home. I just love that song. Read a book. Read a book. Read a motherfucking book.
And he's...
I love it. What did I say? And yes. Okay. Unfortunately, I am white, apparently.
But let me ask you.
You're almost translucent.
All right, I'll ask the question.
Ask your question.
All right, ask your question.
Would you want your son to be just like you?
Oh, hell no.
To be his own person and maybe a little bit, you know, not as successful? Or to be super rich but kind of an asshole?
Well, first off, I don't know what successful is, but...
let me look it up in the Urban Dictionary.
Like if he becomes a pitcher. And he's a pitcher.
Of what, beer?
No. of the Los Angeles Dodgers. He becomes a pitcher, right?
Yeah. For a season, then he blows out his elbow.
But he's an asshole. He kind of keeps himself distanced and, you know, whatever, but he is successful. Now, would you choose that over someone being like you or being their own selves but not
successful?
See,
now you forget something. I am an asshole, and being like me means being an asshole. I want my son to be his own person. I try to instill in him certain things, but I don't know if it's going to take or not. I mean,
Your son? Hell no.
Oh, do we really need to rag on the children?
Well, mine's a whiny little bitch. I mean,
I want juice now. Now. No, not you. I want mommy.
I won't
give
lie.
Me juice. I want juice now. That was this morning. I'm not even making up. This morning.
Oh, that was just
I have got to beat
I'm
this.
I'm pointing at you. I want juice now.
It's getting to the point where I'm starting to get really pissed off. I'm like, okay, you just go.
I'll say it again.
Nothing will straighten a child up faster than a sound of belt clearing belt loops.
Why is he? Is he getting spoiled by?
It's mom.
It's mom.
Parent. It's mom.
It's mom.
Mom doesn't know how to tell him no.
I don't want to call her out of the show.
No, she doesn't. My wife cannot say no to my son.
So he gets everything.
So he gets what he wants when he wants, and. When I'm around, he doesn't. So, you know, he's got to stop.
Daddy becomes the bad guy.
I get to be the bad guy, absolutely.
And you know, it's like we talked about this morning. One thing that parents get into, and as a parent, I hate saying as a parent because nobody looks to me for parental advice.
Thank God.
But I gave you one piece of advice.
Ladies and gentlemen, please be warned that this parental advice probably is bullshit.
This is the same thing I told you this morning. A lot of parents get into that counting trap. Okay, stop what you're doing. Leave the dog alone. Leave. 1, 2, what counting does is all it says to your kid is, hey, you've got 3 more seconds to continue doing what I told you not to do before you actually have to stop. Yeah. Don't do that counting bullshit.
Yeah, my mom didn't. She didn't get down to counting. It was just whooping. It was like, stop doing that. Keep on doing it. Ka-kang!
Unfortunately, though, the situation that we're in, I mean, just in general, we can't beat our kids like we were beaten.
Yeah.
Also, right, something that'll cheer kids, something that'll straighten kids right up would be a good raping. Raping will just clean them right up. They just stop doing whatever it is that...
Yeah, video games, smiling. It stops everything.
Trench almost yacked up his ammonium right there. That's so nothing like a good old-fashioned raping.
You fucking sick fucker.
Bring home C's. That's a raping. Leave a mess on the couch. That's a raping.
I have to say right now, I am thoroughly, thoroughly disturbed by you.
How many people have left the chat room? How many people was
how
in the chat room?
How many people was in the chat room?
We had Lee, and then he's gone. Oh, wow. Cleveland got 2. So now they're losing by 7. And what is it? The 8th? I can't read. That television looks like crap.
Did they lose the first game, too?
No, this is the first game.
Oh, this is the first game.
Yeah, this is the first game.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a sweep, probably.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
But damn. So what about you? What would you choose?
Actually, just to be his own person, because he really... I have so many issues, it's pathetic. I mean, you know, Murph jokes about some of them, but some were spot on.
The guy is a fucking maniac. He's a sociopath, and we all know it.
You know, you guys...
How many people did you butcher, man?
After tonight?
Seriously, dude? He is this far from having a special hole dug in the backyard with weeds and a board to go over it so no one can hear her screams.
Yeah. Rape and murder.
No, I'll tell you what. Here's the thing. You guys got to understand where I come from in this.
know where you come
hold
from.
Hold on. Yeah. Well, yeah. You're the first. So, for the night. So, anyhow, rape and then murder.
Kill, rape, pillage, burn. Kill, rape, pillage, burn. Eat babies. Kill, rape.
So, yeah. How do I word this? First off, you have to understand, my parents got divorced when I was like 9, 10 years old. My mom's a psychotic. She's in a nursing home, won't take care of herself. Damn. She's mentally ill, guaranteed.
Hey, do you have my music up?
Of course.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to play something mean.
Dude, would I do that to you?
Yes.
Bring the bed down. All right, go ahead.
What'd I say? You know, he gets to share. We congratulate him. I get to try to share, and what do I get? I get shit on.
I haven't actually shit on you yet.
That is fucked up. Can I film it, though, when you do?
Yes. Mom, if you were in a German child, you'd film it.
So my mom's nuts. Didn't get along with my dad because of my mom. By the time I get along with my dad, you push any buttons other than this, I'm going to kill you. You know, I didn't get along with my dad until after my mom went nuts. And literally, at age 18, she goes, we're moving to Wisconsin. Or moving to Wisconsin. I'm like, we are? She goes, no, I am. I didn't pay the rent on the house or the apartment. What the fuck am I going to do? So, yeah. I'm adopted, you know, so there's another little bit of, you know, thing to always have in your back of your mind, like, could I have been the son of a millionaire that didn't become a millionaire until after they gave me up? You know, shit like that.
So you know your actual parents?
No, actually I don't. I have their names. I have all their information.
Have you ever been interested in looking them up?
I'm going to start the process in a couple weeks.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Now we've got something to talk about.
I'm going to start the process in a couple weeks. I have to get a hold of Catholic Charities of Iowa and Illinois.
Where are they? Iowa or Illinois?
I was born in Galena, Illinois, mm-hmm. DeKalb County. So I got all my paperwork there. Mm-hmm. But I know that I was adopted through Catholic Charities of Iowa. So I have to go through, I'm assuming only Iowa, but I'm preparing to go through both states' Catholic Charities. Mm-hmm. And then once I do that, then I have to set up and get all these waivers and documentation and the guarantee that I won't sue them.
Don't you just like Google them?
I don't know the names yet.
Oh, okay. So you don't know who they are.
No, I
so you're not going through the Mormon genealogy department?
Hell no. My family tree doesn't look under buckets for advice. Dum 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 dum. So, I have their names. They're written on a piece of paper on a form in an envelope in my dad's Bible. they're sitting there because that's where Dad kept them all these years.
Now, I'm just wondering, he didn't have to stick the Bible in his ass to sneak it out of Vietnam like
no.
a watch, did he?
No, no, okay. no. My dad is not Christopher Walken. However, wouldn't that be fucking cool? The Walken part, not the watch in the ass. Or the Bible in the ass.
Yeah.
So, but I do know that they had me roughly around high school. I do know that they were into more of the arts and drama. Very interesting, because so was I. Nature versus nurture. A lot of stuff I'm really curious in that respect.
Your parents could potentially be the original emo kids.
Absolutely. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Your phone has to ring
sorry.
Tonight.
Hello? Hi. Yeah, I'm in the middle of discussing with Mark live on the air why he's adopted and what he helps to get out of contacting his birth family. Can I call you back? Is who crazy? Is Mark crazy? Would you like to call the show and ask him yourself? Yes,
yes,
you will. Yeah, you can be on the air. Oh, hold on.
Wait,
hold
wait,
on.
Wait, wait,
hold
what?
On. Hold on. He can't hear you. What's that trench? What's the number again?
The number to the studio is 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257.
Call right now. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. Call right now. Ask him. We're in the middle of discussing this live on the air. All right, call.
Who was that?
That's my cousin.
Oh.
Anyway.
So, basically, what I got to do is I'm first going to just find out family medical history. That's kind of my main focus. Because
just want to make sure there's no history of, like, lupus or
right,
like
exactly,
ass cancer.
Exactly.
schizophrenia.
Exactly.
Which would explain a lot.
Which would explain yes, everything. So, all right, Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air. Hello.
This is my cousin Danielle.
Oh, the one who was just on your iPhone.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm crazy.
You know what? It's almost like the saying goes, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And
what does that mean anyway?
Adopted probably always goes through what you're going through. Unlike me, who wishes that I was adopted. it's like. Everything happens for a reason, and you never know what you're going to find when you go digging for something that's not looking for you.
Now he's brought up a good point, though. He wants to find out about potential medical problems that could happen down the road. You know, history of cancer, heart disease, you know.
Go to the doctor and get a CAT scan, dude.
Wow, if it only worked like that. If it only worked like that. No, it doesn't.
Well, I mean, if you go to the doctor, I mean, if you're going to get heart disease, you're going to get heart disease. If you find out that your father, your biological father, has heart disease, are you going to plan out the rest of your life going around heart disease?
Yes.
You've seen Mark. He needs to plan out the rest of his life looking at heart disease. There's no way around it.
Look, wow. a lot of it is one, finding out medical history, seeing what that background is. Another thing is, and you want to say if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, I'm not going to try to introduce myself to their lives to the sense of, hey, I'm your son, take me back. No, there is no return receipt. My mom and my dad, for better or for worse, are my mom and my dad. You know, I look at my adopted parents as my mom and my dad. I always have.
Right.
I was adopted when I was 6 weeks old. I have no other recollection of anything.
Right.
So with that being said, I would like to, just being me, thank them.
Thank them.
Well, because I was born right after the whole abortion thing. You know, they could have aborted me. I could be nothing more than medical waste floating on New Jersey shores.
But you also don't know if you were given up for adoption or you were taken away.
No, I was given up. The paperwork is very, very, very detailed in the fact that I was given up for adoption.
So find out who they are and send them a Hallmark card.
Hey, she's got a point, dude.
Everybody has their own level that they want to do.
Danielle makes a card for that.
Hey, Danielle, it's Decaf, Big Daddy Decaf.
Don't be afraid. He is a large black man, but he won't hurt you.
Okay, my question is, I see Trencher is giving a strong argument why he wants to look for it, but what's your argument why he shouldn't? I mean, what any experiences that you heard or know or anything?
Oh, yeah, I've known like two or three people that have went looking for their birth parents and just totally found out like horrific stories. Yeah,
like
your
what?
Mom
you gotta tell the story.
Give us some details, girl. This is radio. Theater of the mind.
Like, yeah, don't put it in like put it in an essay for. Don't put it in the outline.
He says essay. He doesn't mean the Mexican guys that work for you.
Right. Well, you know, it's just you never know what you're gonna find. And
that's
just
true.
Stable yourself. I mean, be ready. Be prepared.
But okay, that's good. I want to hear the stories. Tell me. I want to hear people's personal shit. That's what
I actually had a friend in high school who her her adopted mom, her sister, which I guess would be her aunt, helped her look for her birth parents, and she just found out that her birth mother was this horrible person. She's a crackhead. She's a prostitute. You know, you have to be careful.
What makes that person horrible? That's like 25% of the population.
That's actually Saturday night for decaf.
She sold a child for drugs, and she had no choice but to give her up for adoption.
Wait, you can sell babies?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I do need a new car.
They call this shit the black market. How much of bullshit is that?
You know, I do need a new car, and you know, the baby would be nice, but who are we getting? So would a BMW. So.
It would take a real pushing human being to purchase a baby, though, or trade a baby for a crack, you know?
Wouldn't you buy a baby, though?
No.
That's probably a real good fucking high, though.
No.
So what's your other story? You said stories.
Hold on a sec. Let's look at this from the other side. So how would you feel, Mark, and Danielle, you're on the phone too. How would you feel if all of a sudden one day it was, hi, how you doing? I was your sperm about 20 years ago.
Well,
no kidding.
There's different steps to go through. It's not going to be a knock on the door.
30 years ago.
Yeah, but don't you watch Lifetime? I mean, all these kids who go looking
I don't really watch Lifetime.
They come knocking on the door, and the mom is totally remarried and has six different kids and a new husband who's like a senator, and all of a sudden you come, and now they're a total tabloid family.
Well, I mean, there's pluses and minuses to adoption, and I think Trenches, he's had to step out for just a second. I think Trenches is in his right mind that he wants to know more about the history, and I'd be a little concerned medically as well. But, you know, he might also be a little off his rocker, so I think this is something we're going to have to watch.
Well, I'm not, you know,
can't
what? Can't
you get the medical records from the adoption agency?
I'm sorry, what was it?
Your adoption papers, don't they have that information?
They'll have. I have almost everything. There's just a few things that I don't have.
So are you really looking for medical stuff and like wanting to thank them, or are you really looking to find out where you came from?
Well, it's all of the above. It's all of the above.
Okay.
I want to know my history as it pertains to medical, as it pertains to biological.
Wouldn't it be a bitch if you were from a family in southern Illinois that had a farm and a barn and everything?
Oh, God. It would be horrible.
That drinks milk from cows.
What if they're Quakers, dude? What if it's like Pennsylvania Quakers?
That's going to be unique because, it's not like I'm going to join the commune there, okay?
A reject family from White Swap.
Nice. All right, Danielle, we got to go. We got to cut to a break real quick. Thank you for calling, sweetie. We'll talk to you later.
All right. You have been listening to Spank Wagon Radio, and we will be back in a short little while.
Breaking you. it's a life. It's a holiday in Cambodia. Don't forget to pack a wife. Leech, you want everyone to act like you. Kiss ass for your bitch so you can get rich, but your boss gets richer off you. Well, you'll work out with a gun in your back for a bowl of rice a day. Slave for soldiers, steal your dog, and you had to skewer it on a steak. And now you can go where people are one. And now you can go where they get things done. People dress in black. Need a holiday in Cambodia where your kids have to grow.
Does that smell the bathroom?
Yeah. I died.
Welcome back, everybody, to Spank Wagon Radio.
You can find us online, spankwagon.net.
Smells like shit. It's okay, though. I understand. All right. I'm with you, brother.
Oh, man. So, okay, before we had to go to the break, we were talking about the fact that I'm going to be starting the process of looking for my biological parents. We had a caller call in, which, by the way, thank you for calling into our $20,000 phone line. I'd love to hear from more of you. I'd love to hear from more of you. You can call us up, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257. Why am I having a staring contest? I'm waiting for the tone. You're going to get me every time. Every single time you're going to get me on the phone.
No, I'm just being professional, eating peanuts on the mic.
Yeah.
I wonder how many
people... You're eating nuts.
How many people you know that's actually adopted? I can't hear shit.
You know, it really... Or. It's so not talked about, understandably so, that you know... There was this... I remember one time, this is years ago, in a college course, there was this unbelievably hot blonde. I mean, wow, hot. And she's like, yeah... And she was giving this some sort of report about... hunting down her biological mother.
Literally
what,
hunting
like with
them?
A crossbow?
Damn near, you know, the methods and procedures you took to go find this person. But yeah, I mean it's a tough decision to make because here's what I'll guarantee to anybody listening to the show, as this story progresses, I will keep everybody apprised of the situation. So there will be no you'll know pretty much what I know. I think I can make that promise very easily. Now, what I do know is that, you know, there's ways of doing this where I'm going to be doing it through Catholic Charities. So I'm going to be giving them, doing all the waivers, doing all the forms, and having them actually do all the hard work. Because, and this is, you're going to love this story. When my dad passed away, it was in the will to give me the papers to tell me who my biological parents were. Unfortunately, I was back in Vegas by that time. My wife was actually out in Iowa during that time that the will was read and everything was taken care of. My wife got a hold of the papers, immediately opened them up, read the names to me, and mind you, she called me up on the phone. And she says, "Hey, Mark, do you want to know who the name of your biological parents are?" And I said, right as I said no, she spewed out the names.
Wow.
So first off, that set me off. And then she immediately got quiet on the phone. Not because of what she said, but because of what she did. The minute she got quiet, I realized she's done something. What have you done? Well, she grabbed the Galena, Illinois phone book from the public library in the town. And she started making phone calls to everybody on that name. So needless to say, about, oh, I don't know, my dad passed away in 2001. So it's about 6 years ago now. Actually, yeah, over 6 years ago now. To the day, almost. That... Yeah, coincidental. Yeah, 6 years ago now that someone was apprised that I was out there again. So that kind of really irritated me because you can't do that. My dad just died. Mm-hmm. I love my dad. You can't do that to me. You know, I was really pissed. I mean, we're talking belligerent. I mean, I get mad, but most of the time I can just kind of blow it off and let me cool down and I'm fine. I still have not forgiven, you know, my wife for doing that. You know.
Wow, that's so, kind of
it's horrible. I mean, it's
no. Okay,
I know her intentions were good, but
now is this something that you mentioned to her before?
Oh yeah, I've known I was adopted since third grade.
Well, I mean, no, I know that. No, that not that part.
No, have you told her that you would be interested in searching them down? Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she felt. Well, I mean, it's like when you tell somebody something like that. Well, at the same time, though, but, you know, when you tell someone that and they know you do and they probably know how you are, they know you're not going to pursue it.
But,
so she probably took it upon
herself.
But
it's not like, you know, she took the garbage out for him because he didn't bother to go out to the cans. This is, I mean,
I know on an emotional level is really, really deep.
That's really huge, you know? Dude, I don't know, man. When Jackie and I were talking about the baby, that was one of the things that came up. It's like, you know, can we have this baby? Well, we could give it up for adoption, but I can't have that. That, you know, that, like I said, 20 years from now, hi, guess who I am? I can't have that. No, and it's just, you know, you got to admire, you know, I don't know if it's admire. You got to stand back and observe, I guess, you having these names, knowing exactly where they are, but not really taking the step forward on it. It's one thing to go through the official channels, but I mean.
What made you finally do it? What made you finally decide to go with it?
I felt ready. I really, truly, honest to God, felt ready to do it. Felt like, okay, this is the time to do it. This is the time to find out a little bit of my history and figure out, you know, who I am fully, you know. Because you really don't, when you have a sense of identity, you do base it off of your parents.
You base
it off your family, you base it off your parents. Well, you have to understand, biologically speaking, the nature versus nurture aspect, the nature aspect, I'm not completely sure of who I am. And I know we can all say, well, you are, you know, how you're raised and everything like that. But I'm one of these people. I believe that you're how you're raised. But there's stuff that's hardwired into you from your parents.
Oh, yeah.
So you take your dad's last name?
No. What do you mean my dad? Okay, now let's.
No,
let's,
no, no, no.
For your, the sake of confusion.
Your biological father. You don't have. No, he doesn't have any of their names.
No, I don't. I don't.
Well, I hate to call because I know how much you love your dad. I hate to call your dad your adoptive father.
Then
it
don't.
Just sounds
he is my dad.
Well, that's why I asked it like that. But it's confusing like that. So that's
Marvin
why.
Noble, Mary Noble, those are my parents. Okay. Enough said and done. They are my mom, my dad. They are my parents for better or for worse. That's it. The biological parents, they're not really my parents. They didn't raise me. They didn't go to the work.
They are the donors.
They made a decision, a very tough one. I mean, carrying, and it could have been 9 months because I was born premature. I know that. 4 pounds, 2 ounces.
Well, you've done everything you can to battle that, haven't you?
Yeah, I have actually. I've pounded enough donuts down to fix that problem. I know that I was born at 3:14 a.m. October 1st. I know all this information. So,
you know, it's funny. You and Decaf now have something really big in common. You guys didn't know you did.
Baby daddies?
Neither one of you know who your father is.
No, I know who my father is. I just don't know who all my brothers and sisters are.
See, that's other things. Now, I appreciate, like Danielle calling in and saying, hey, you know, don't mess it up. Well,
You may have siblings out there.
Well, I may, and that's great. I may, you know, there may end up being a friendship. I don't know. I really am not looking
for that. What if you need a kidney?
Yeah, no kidding. Another thing is,
Wait, I just hope they don't need a kidney.
Yeah.
They're going to go knock on someone's door that you haven't seen in 30 years. By the way, I'm your brother. I need a kidney. God damn it.
Run away!
Could you hook a nigga up with some marrow?
I live in Iowa still. Run to Vegas. No, but you also have to understand, and she made a point of, you know, well, they never heard from you for 30 years. No, but you're always in the back of their mind. You cannot be. Think about it.
Yeah.
The mother, at least, carrying a child for 9 months or 8 or 7 or whatever the circumstances may be.
I don't know, dude. After 30 years, it's got to have faded a little bit.
You really think so?
I would say so.
I mean, yes, a little bit, but it's still there in the back of your head.
After 30 years, I don't think of my mother every waking moment of the day.
No, but you're different. You didn't carry your mother.
Now the thing is, you don't know if they're alive or dead or anything.
No, I don't. They could be. Okay. They could both be dead in a horrible car accident, living in a mansion, being tormented by a guy named Beetlejuice. I don't know.
Okay.
Run with me on this one. So, I just gave away the entire fucking plotline to the movie.
I know.
Look, the whole point is...
I just can't believe you went old school Tim Burton when you could have gone another direction with that.
Well, why not? Sometimes you gotta go old. The whole point is, though, is, you know, why not? I guess, it's not a convincing argument. I mean, I do want to find out my medical history, and if that's all I get, fine, that's all I get. If I do get a chance to meet them, yes, it does measure when you scratch the mic foamy.
Not really.
Okay, so it doesn't. It does over here. You know, I do want to meet them. If it's possible, if not, hey, that's fine. I will, you know, and I'm
going to call you daddy.
No, and I won't do that. I'm going to call by their first name or do a polite thing and last name. I do remember the last name that my wife told me. So
don't say it.
No, I'm not going to say it over here. Well,
what, do you just want to whisper it? Do you just want to whisper?
No. Yeah.
It's just us listening.
Whispering. Yeah, usually it is.
Goddamn Carrie sisters.
Yeah, I know. Well, actually, we're up to 137.
Yeah, after a week, they hit that number like the next day.
They hit that number that early morning. We need hot chicks in here that people want to fuck so we get listeners again. So anyhow.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
So as more information comes, and I had a couple points. My first point, of course, as I said, was, you know, hey, I know that I have to be in the back of their minds. If not the dad, for sure the mom. And not an everyday thought, not an everyday occurrence, not an everyday matter. But in the very, 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 very recesses. I hope it doesn't bring up, you know, if Cacheres calls him and says, hey, would you? And then they say no, or they say, we don't know who you're talking about. Hey, that's fine by me. I have my mom. I have my dad. I'm happy, you know, as maladjusted as I am. So
now, one more thing I wanted to ask about this, because I'm just wondering, all of this coming up, did it have anything to do with the birth of your son?
Absolutely. Because becoming a parent for the first time, you know, 2 years ago now, almost three, woofed.
I don't know if that was the first time, but...
No. only time I've had sex. So, anyhow, it did make me think of, oh my God, what bad genes or good genes am I passing on to him? Things like
let's
that.
Let's just hope he doesn't become anywhere near as neurotic as you are.
Oh God, let's hope. And it's already starting, and I'm...
I'll just now!
So yeah, he'll start crying. He'll just start, go to your room. I don't want to hear it. Just go. I'm okay. No, you're not. You're crying. Let's go to your room.
Dude, dinner tonight, right? He grabs a French fry, eats a French fry. It's too hot and starts crying. It's too hot.
Damn.
Oh my God, it's horrible.
It's a fry. Blow on it.
It's too hot. It's horrible. Mom. It's horrible.
How old is he?
27.
2.
It's too hot.
Yeah,
I gotta go to work tomorrow.
All right. You want to switch gears?
One more thing. Do you think your wife want to help you now?
I don't want her help. Her help is very dangerous. Her help could have ruined the whole thing already.
Who are you? We don't know who you are. Prank caller.
Click.
What if at the time they were alive, but now they're dead? Would you
challenge the will for a chunk of the money?
would you feel any different? No. Okay, one more thing.
Okay, if they are, hold on. I see your question. and this is something that we've talked about. My wife and I have talked about is that if, let's say they've already passed away. Okay, fine. Could I still get their medical history? What did they die of? Horrible car accident or butt cancer? I really need to know these
things.
Your
mom died of prostate cancer. We really can't discuss the details.
Now, we prefer them. We prefer them. To
that's
be,
a raping.
We prefer them to be dead, not to face them, or alive to ask them why.
Ooh,
I don't want to ask them why. That's not fair.
Oh, dude, I gotta tell you, man. As soon as you show up, if that has happened, I can guarantee you the first thing that's happened is your mom's gonna your mom's gonna blurt out, "We had to give you up. We just weren't ready for it."
So add the word biological before it, and it'll make it so much easier.
Your
for
biological
everybody.
Mother, your thank DNA you. Donor, is gonna blurt right. out and just, "This is why we gave you up. It was something I didn't want to do." And she's gonna go on and on. And
I'm not gonna ask though.
You don't have to ask. Then she's gonna feel the need to justify.
If that's the case, that's the case. I'm not. If I know, I know. If I don't, I don't. I really don't have a preference. I do want to meet him. I do want to, you know, get to kind of know just even a little sliver of information.
What if it's Mike Ditka?
That'd be so fucking cool.
You know, maybe he was under an assumed name like Michael Vick with Ron Mexico.
But I know it could be Mike Ditka.
Why not?
Do you see this mustache? This is a shitty mustache. Do you think this is a Mike Ditka mustache?
No, maybe you got your mom's jeans. Maybe she's Italian.
And again, I'm not hairy enough. Although I do have hairy nipples. I mean, I could be Italian. All right, so you're listening.
I think I just threw up a little in my mouth.
You're listening to Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.net.
Otherwise known as Trencher's Personal Frickin' Therapy Hour. Holy Christ.
You like it, you know it.
Dude, we talked about your personal life for like an hour. Holy
and
shit.
And you're the one that's going to be a dad again, but nothing's happening yet. So
I didn't know your personal life was that interesting.
Normally, I prefer it not to be.
There's a great story about him and a priest in Disneyland. I got to tell you.
Yeah, that's a good story. All right, so do we want to cover news topics? I got some news. I got some information. Do we want to cover...
Let's cover a couple of news stories.
All right. Hey, actually, I'm going to call you on something. Not like on the phone, but I'm going to actually call you.
A ring, 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 ring. Banana phone.
Thank you.
Doop-a-doop-a-doop. Bum, bum.
All right. So last
he's going to call me on that bullshit AOL or AOL.
AOL. Well,
AT&T thing.
All right. So last week we were talking in the green room about the AOL thing. Fuck, you got me.
I was just quoting. Okay. And yes, I said no. They came out and said that their terms, AT&T's terms of service, can't be that evil.
No, no, no. Now,
what was I doing? Oh, I was staring at titties.
Yeah, you were. You were being a real man. Okay. So here it goes. The 5.1 of the old terms of service. And the reason I say old is because it's changed as of today or earlier this week.
Last couple of days.
5.1, suspension termination. Your service may be suspended or terminated if your payment is past due, blah, blah, blah. Doesn't get good until C. 5.1, section C. This is good. Suspension terminations. If it tends to damage the name or reputation of AT&T or its parents, affiliates, and subsidiaries, termination or suspension by AT&T of service also constitutes termination or suspension of your license to use any software. So, there it is in the terms of service.
But that doesn't necessarily mean if you're disparaging them. That could mean if you're doing something that hurts them, like say you're openly sharing your connection.
Well,
put in black.
Tends to damage the name or reputation of AT&T or its parents' affiliates. That's it right there.
That just means your activity could damage it.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Hey, there's one thing wrong with that.
What's that?
It's not the new AT&T.
You know what? The new, new.
And again, AT&T came out and told Gizmodo, no, that's not our terms of services. So maybe.
Yeah, if it was a new AT&T. Right.
And in that terms of service, it does not specifically say that if you rip them apart, they'll cancel your service.
But it's written in such language that they can. It will hold up.
Yeah, but it doesn't specifically say
so
it.
So then why did they issue this one? This is the newest version coming out this week.
The new AT&T?
So suspension, the new AT&T.
The new. Previously singular.
Formerly Ma Bell. Suspension termination. I love this. I had to throw this in here. AT&T respects the freedom of expression and believes it's foundation of our free society to express differing points of view.
Bullshit, they just want money.
Hold on. AT&T will not terminate, disconnect, or suspend service because of the views you or we express on public policy matters, political issues, or political campaigns. However, AT&T may immediately terminate or suspend all or a portion of your service. Member ID, email, IP, URLs, domain, without notice for conduct that AT&T believes violates the acceptable use policy, vague, or B, constitutes a violation of any law, regulation, or tariff. So there they've changed. They've okay. taken that vagueness.
You know why they changed it?
Because of the vagueness.
Because of tinfoil Nancy's like you that are, oh, it means if you're talking bad about them, they're going to cancel your service. No, it's to clarify a point.
Did you just
point.
Say Tinfoil Nancy?
Tinfoil Nancy.
That's like a great band name. Like a punk band.
Chemical Toilet opening for Tinfoil Nancy. No, dude, that's exactly what it is. It's just them clarifying because some asshole out there got a little FUD and just like, oh, it could be they're going to cancel.
I will agree with you. If it is FUD, fine. Let it be FUD. Let it be FUD.
Explain for the unknowing. FUD meaning, oh, can you do it?
Oh, my God.
Can you do it?
Oh, my God. Oh. How do I not remember this?
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
Why are you looking it up?
Because I love Slashdot's full explanation of it.
Oh, okay. So you're going to get the full FUD, basically meaning, you know, bullshit.
No, it means fear, uncertainty, and doubt.
Bullshit. So I can't believe I forgot that. Shame on me. Total shame on me. So yeah, you know what? If it was because of a tinfoil Nancy, fine. And if it was pure FUD, fine. But you have to understand, why would AT&T be looked at? Because they are already spying on us.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's just a given. But I mean, that's really.
But think about it. Here they are saying that they respect freedom of expression, believe it's foundation, blah, blah, blah. But yet we know they're tapping lines. This is a known fact. There's current laws.
If you're against that, you must be supporting the terrorists.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill O'Reilly, George Bush.
It's terrorists.
Any other underpants gnome Republican.
Alive. Dead or alive. Well, except for Osama bin Laden. I really don't care about him too much.
Osama bin Laden.
That Obama Barack bin Laden. I don't think.
Barack bin Laden. So I got to say that, you know, it may be FUD, and I'll give you that. Again, I'm repeating myself. But if it isn't, and because it is AT&T, you know, the brand new Ma Bell coming back again. You just got to be concerned. You got to be safe about it. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Fear, uncertainty, and...
Doubt.
Damn. Sounds like the first answer I heard when I proposed.
Hey, here's a... nice.
I have fear.
Yeah, that's because you're not supposed to propose to the strippers. That's what happens when you propose to strippers, dude. All right.
He accidentally bumped into one of his sisters, had no idea.
Oh! Actually, she kept bumping and then grinding and then bumping and then grinding. We got another asshole airline alert. This one number.
Asshole airline.
ATA. American Trans... something.
Transsexual.
Should have been. These guys
Hi, Daddy. Welcome to the airline.
These guys are a bunch of pricks. The Consumerist was given a story by a reader who flew ATA to Hawaii.
They're a bunch of pricks or have a bunch of pricks.
Hold on. They were accosted by an overzealous flight attendant.
Ooh.
Hold on.
Oh, not in a good way?
Not in a good way. Who did not understand the concept of airline or airplane mode on a phone.
Woo!
The guy had an iPhone. Now, despite the fact that similar features have been available on phones and other gadgets for years, you know, the flight attendant jumped over this guy's shit. Now, some of you say this guy didn't just turn off his iPhone. Why didn't he just turn it off and stop causing problems? Well, here's the thing. He was on the flight, flying away with them, watching movies, listening to music, and playing around on his iPhone using his apps that are not, you know, it was in airplane mode, which means... For those of you who don't know...
The cell phone portion doesn't work.
None of the Bluetooth, none of the Wi-Fi, none of the cellular, nothing is working.
Cellar.
So the flight attendant came up to him, and this is a dude who basically said, you need to turn off your phone. The guy says, I don't have my phone on. I'm listening to this, watching a movie. Guy came back a few minutes later saying, you need to turn off your phone. The guy's like, I'm not on my phone. I'm watching a movie.
Oh, are you ripping a nasty...
Damn, he's polite enough to do it in there, though.
I just farted in my chair.
Yeah, really? So we were told to keep warm.
He told us to keep warm, right?
Yeah. So,
and yet he leaves the door open.
What a prick.
Oh, wow. It stinks over here now, too.
So basically, the flight attendant then attempted to have the man arrested for not listening to the flight attendant.
Okay, who in the fuck gave these air mattresses that much credibility? In a post-9/11 world, you gotta listen to the air stewardess. Sir, you will take these peanuts or it's a violation of the Patriot Act.
But that's just it. Here we have a flight.
You must be a terrorist.
Here we have
terrorist.
Damn it. So here we have
terrorist.
I knew it was coming too.
Nice, nice. Very well
Which
done.
Which is like, yes, 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 terrorist. I love it.
But you know, The flight attendant called the police. The police finally, you know, the police asked him right after he got off the plane, please follow us. What's the situation? The guy explained to him what was going on, showed the cop. The cop went back to the flight attendant. Flight attendant changed his story. Said he was arguing with me. He was being belligerent, blah, blah, blah. Guy goes, no, he wasn't. He was yelling at me. The other flight attendant was yelling at me, you know, telling him the story. The cop goes back, tells the flight attendant what's going on. The flight attendant gets all hissy. This dude flight attendant gets all pissy, hissy, and all that.
Okay,
stuff.
Dude. First off, it's a dude airline attendant. He was getting all up in my grill, and I was like, girlfriend, I'm not having none of that. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly it. So the cop basically said, just have a nice day, and we're sorry to inconvenience you to the guy with the iPhone.
So the guy with the iPhone, of course, being all metro, is like, thank you very much, sir. I'm going to go listen to some Coldplay.
Exactly. So a little bit of iPhone news. I got, let's see, news. Al Gore won a Peace Prize.
I do love peanuts. Peanuts.
Big black ones. I actually... fuck.
You actually fuck? Wonderful.
You're a black man. What's the shocker on that?
Although I got to admit, can we give a little bit of background about the one time that you didn't and then all of a sudden you are? Dude, what the hell is up with that? Okay, you usually wear a condom, right?
Oh, yeah.
One time you didn't wear a condom?
One fucking time. Dude, oh, I got a mouthful of penis.
You got a mouthful of nuts if you're talking about condoms. What? Nice.
You got a mouthful of penis?
Usually my wife and I use condoms like every time because didn't want to get pregnant. One time. One fucking time.
Nice.
She gets pregnant.
You're a straight shooter. You got a little Eastwood in your blood.
What do we say? They were on...
Is Eastwood your daddy?
Ski Goose. They're on Ski Goose instead of Ski-Doos. he must blow a load like, you know, like a shotgun shell. Like...
Ba-bum!
like...
It leaves an echo to shit. Then you see the fucking pussy lips just vibrating and shit.
Actually, I just said... It's so hard, like her hair just literally shoots up straight. Boom! She looks like a fucking Hanna-Barbera cartoon. The bomb just goes off in her face. It's just black charcoal.
Then all you hear
belly button pokes out like a turkey done at Thanksgiving.
Then it gets all quiet. Then all you hear is.
Now, I just thought of something. Hold on. I just thought of something. Wait. Do you think your wife's going to be a cute pregnant chick?
Oh, hell yeah. Dude, okay.
You're going to love her boobs, first off.
Her boobs have grown, like, okay, my wife does not have big tits, all right? She just does not. But her tits have gone up like a full cup size, and it's been 6 weeks.
Wow!
I remember my first conversation on one of the first shows I did about what talking about fucking how white people talk about fucking each other's wives and what your wives' titties look like and shit. Oh, God, I wish I could lick your wife's asshole. You know, I saw your wife bend over the counter.
Oh,
I
don't
smell,
go that
I smell, I'll smell the asshole. I was thinking about licking it. How does it taste since you tasted it?
Hey, do you get? Would you lick my wife's asshole?
I don't know. Maybe.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said maybe.
What about if my wife just took off her jeans and just wiggled her ass in front of you?
Yeah, it'd probably end up in my mouth.
All right.
Summer love it.
I mean, if it's right there, I can yawn and shit. And
So, all right, just got to ask that because, you know, that's one thing, you know.
Yeah, dude, one time and she's pregnant.
Nice.
Damn. I could hang my pants next to her and she'd get pregnant, apparently.
Why are you coming into your pants?
You see, you got the sperm in a jar. That should be trying to jump out of shit.
Let's go! You just hear this noise on the side of the jar.
It's like the black slime from Spider-Man 3 trying to make a run for it.
It's like millions of suicide sperm jumpers all wanting out of this jar.
Freedom!
No, the ceiling!
That's my boys. Swimming clean. Remember, no girl.
No twins, no triplets. Sestuplets. You'll be on the net. You'll be at A&E.
Yeah, I'll be fucking soliciting donations from you guys.
Pity the poor. All right, so here we are, Spankwagon Radio. Let's see. Look at that time.
Well, I have a topic.
Okay.
All right.
Go for it.
Let's talk about the NHL. Right. I guess it's time for break.
Murph.
Yeah.
Did a black man just say he wanted to talk about hockey?
Who told the black man about another sport?
Is there such
Raiders logo on the back.
That's a gang member.
All right, dude. Let's just change the subject.
All right, so you're listening to Spankwagon Radio, where we want to talk about Al Gore and his recent winning of the Nobel Peace Prize.
I invented the internet. Gore.
Former U.S. Vice President Al Gore has been announced as a co-recipient of the 2007 Nobel Peace Prize for his work on environmental awareness and climate change.
Gore.
You know, hold on. Let me just say this. Here, yeah, I'm gonna tell people about environmental wellness and climate change. It's hot in here because I farted. I want my fucking award. He shares the award with the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change.
Who the fuck is that?
A bunch of old motherfuckers who are completely inefficient and useless in actually doing anything important or of value.
It says all that?
Yes. No. But basically, Al Gore... basically, won half of the award, and he's going. Do you know how much you win for winning a peace prize?
Like $1 million, right?
$1.5 million, dude. If I hug a black man, can I get 50 cents?
He's gonna invest it to a new Hummer.
No shit. Al Gore runs like a mine. He runs a mine in like Tennessee. I'm like sitting there thinking to myself, well, that's gonna fuck the climate up, and the environment. He's gonna share that $1.5 million prize money. Apple. Al Gore is on the board of Apple Computer.
Yep.
And on the Apple website, and I printed this out because I just didn't feel like doing anything else, but I printed out a screen capture, not that anyone on the radio can see this. Al has put his heart and soul and much of his life during the past several years into alerting and educating us all on the climate crisis. We are bursting with pride for Al and this historic recognition of his global contributions.
Oh, hold on.
Put up by Apple.
Let's look at this word, bursting with pride. Bursting. Who the fuck is bursting with pride?
Well, really fat people. Yeah, really fat people. No, Apple people on the fucking board. Okay,
so you guys
the same? No, I'm not on the fucking board. The same people who make some of the most least recyclable computers ever. They make them out of metals that are so hard to recycle that they're not. If you break a tie book, you're pretty much done with a tie book.
Oh yeah.
There's no way that Apple can actually recycle it. It's like you're talking about Steve Jobs, who made a magnesium alloy computer when he worked at Next, or when he founded Next Computing. So how do you recycle magnesium? You can't light it on fire.
I think if you put it in my asshole, that would work.
Put it in your sperm bank.
Dude,
next thing you know, you have little mini computers walking around the house.
Dude. Murph fucks a computer. You just see his little aluminum blocks running around the house.
He's like, Daddy, all I know is 0-1.
Working in a steel mill, nobody.
You're better off to be, son. Keep on going.
Jesus.
Oh, shit.
Murphy shits bauxite. All right. Ding. So, yeah, Al Gore won a Peace Prize. Does anybody really give a shit? Because
I do.
I do.
You
do.
I got to say something.
Why?
Okay. As much of a Democrat as I am, and I really do like Al Gore, he should not have won this.
Do you know what this has done, though? All the Democrats now are starting to put up campaigns of run, Al, run.
No, don't run, Al. Don't run. That's the best thing about Al Gore. There are only two people guaranteed to go home with an Oscar on Oscar night, and that's Clint Eastwood and Tipper Gore.
Now, you know that the people from Apple that created the iPod won the other Nobel Prize, too.
Did they really?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, you didn't know about that?
No, when was it?
No, yeah, the two guys. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, the two guys that split on war, they created the iPod. They also won a Nobel Peace Prize in, I think, science or technology.
When was this?
Well, then it wouldn't be a Nobel Peace Prize. It'd be a Nobel Prize.
Now.
No, not Nobel Peace Prize. I'm sorry. Hey,
Let's test some knowledge here. The Nobel Peace Prize. Who is it named for, and why is he famous?
Alfred Nobel invented dynamite.
That's right. The Peace Prize was invented by a guy who came up with a better way for us to blow each other up.
And the reason he invented the Peace Prize is because he was so fucking Catholic guilted out by inventing dynamite and killing people with it that he felt guilty and figured we need to have a positive version, a positive sign, or a positive message. So he created this award.
Yay.
So while people are still dying, still being blown to smithereens,
I want a Nobel Prize. Now, I guess I heard that they don't release the who was also nominated for 50 years. Is that true?
The what?
They don't announce who else was nominated for that award for that year?
No, because they were all talking that Al Gore was nominated.
Well, I don't know. Someone told me. Now, this is bad information. I'll research it.
Wikipedia,
but
bitches!
But someone said that for 50 years.
Yeah, if it's on Wikipedia, it must be true.
All right. So, I think what we need to do right now is take a quick break. Murph, what's the score in the game?
I think the score ended up being 10-3.
Papa Joe!
Shut
up. Hey, he was 2-1 last week on his picks.
Yeah,
no. So, we'll see what happens this week. For those of you that didn't listen, Papa Joe did make his picks this week. Speculation right now between him and James L. here is that he'll go 3-0.
I was 3-0 last week because we picked opposites, and I picked his other two teams, so I was 3-0.
Oh, nice.
So maybe I should be sitting where Hagrid sits. But it's not
you. You are sitting where he sits.
Yeah, no. I can't believe he can fit in this chair.
I can't believe he fits in the studio.
That's amazing. You know, they eat before the show, go out, and they eat again. They come back, and they go eat after the show.
Jesus.
That's a lot of fucking eating. You know what I'm saying? Imodium?
Yep. Spankwagon Radio. We'll be back in just a moment.
to Spake Wagon Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio, we are back. SpankWagon.net's the official site. We don't have anybody in the chat room, which is really sad because, well, Decaf, reach in the door with the honky horns.
Honk, honk.
That'd be the one below him. There you go. Grab that skeleton one. That one's loud. You know, we've been doing it. Actually, we didn't do it last week. It seems like whenever Murphy's not here, we end up doing it. But what are you doing?
Murphy's you and your shit. Casio keyboard music.
I love my Casio keyboard.
And your
keyboard.
Fucking 80s comeback. You're listening to Bang Wagon Radio.
Gotta love it. Hey, if you
would
have a problem,
like
why don't you produce something?
A game?
If you have a problem, why don't you produce
Dude,
something?
I produced plenty of things, and you said no.
You just produced the kids.
wait. Okay, wait. You want to, by the way, talk about retro.
I know, seriously.
We were going to do props, but no one's in the chat room.
No one's in the chat room. So Mag, props, dude. None of you fuckers.
None of you.
Die in a fire.
You know, let's see. Oh, yes. Here is the high-quality Murphy stuff. Hold on.
I think we depressed everybody earlier.
Probably did. For once, we do a serious, actual, intellectual episode, and no one listens.
Spank Wagon Radio. It's like brain damage, except without the nasty head injury.
See, that's cool.
I like
that. Can I get your opinion? Is that cool?
Yes.
You think
see?
That's cool?
Told you.
All right.
Dying of fire.
Anything to make Spank Wagon what it is.
So this isn't
especially
cool.
The website, but I'm not going to start a website.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Dude, that sounds so gay. Dude, that's Soundwave is what that is.
No, that's gay.
That's
Soundwave?
Gay?
Yeah. No, right. The Spank Wagon Radio.
Dude,
yeah.
Seriously, it's Soundwave. What is this, Transformers the show?
Spank Wagon Radio is on the air. God help us all.
Like see, what's wrong one. With that?
I don't know. I can barely understand what the guy's saying.
Don't I have an abortion one in there, too?
I don't know.
I think I had an abortion.
You have midget porn in this one.
Spank Wagon Radio. It's better than midget porn, but not by much.
And then this one.
You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. God, I really hope this paycheck clears.
Nah, that one's hard to understand.
Yeah, it's just the voice changing I used on it. It's all right. There's some new techniques I got.
All right, cool.
You just wait. I'm going to program all that stuff into the co-host 4000.
Oh, God.
You just wait, dude.
Well, why don't you go ahead and produce us a couple more of those and
right,
so I can
right.
start
some
throwing
sweepers?
Them in. Yeah, so I can throw them in the middle of the songs because people like to listen to songs and then they stop listening because they're like, oh, I don't hear any talking.
No, they stop listening to the songs because of that boop, boop, boop Casio keyboard bullshit that you put on the air.
Man, even when you play the music, everybody's like, what's going on? And
dude,
like,
at least I listen to some freaking... Whoa.
Too bad you can't talk.
Wow, my throat closed up there for a second.
Number 56.
No, you see, that's the realization. That's the realization.
Okay, let's just look at something real quick here. Okay, right. what songs did you just play?
Let's see, I have...
You played number 58 on the Casio keyboard.
Let's see, Apollo 440 Vanishing Point.
Okay.
Is this the real life?
Or is this Enya?
No, Apollo 440.
Apollo 440.
Okay, all right. Now, let me just show you the stuff that I picked out for tonight. You got mine up?
Yes.
Hi. Little Pearl Jam, Hail Hail.
Hi, my name is Murphy, and I shot some nut, and I'm having a kid.
And then I did this, which I thought would be appropriate, but we're not having this discussion tonight.
My name is Murphy. I'm gonna be broke as shit.
That's right. I am pregnant. Somebody. Next thing I know, you know, my boss is gonna come in the office and look at me and go, "You're." Fire! Give me the angry Vince, you know, that'd be great. See,
Decaf, what would you have played?
Definitely not though, Cassie.
You would have played this?
Little mama, show me how you move it. Go ahead, put your back into it. Do your thing like it ain't nothing to it. Shake that ass, girl.
You can have my love. You know what else I think you would have played?
What? Yeah.
Okay, that's a jam.
Or. Because he always seems to love this song.
Oh, yeah, who doesn't?
Girl,
You know what else he would have played?
What else would he have played?
Nipples and clits.
Wait. Yeah, I guess it goes in line with this.
Dude, okay, let's just recap last week real quick. There was some dude in the studio yabbering, I don't know, but there was some hot girl with some seriously big cans going on in there. Uh-huh. Dude, what was going on with that? Who is this girl, and when are we getting her back in the studio in a bikini?
We could get her back. She wants to go back on the show.
Yeah, I'm sure she does. She realized she has to come in. We're going to play like cherry darts on her tits this time, right?
I know. Last time, she got the free ride.
Yeah,
they got the free ride. And
talking
talking all kinds of shit. Oh, no, you guys are...
If Sun Krillin wants to come back in, and he was cool, I'm cool, but he's got to get her to come in. She's got to strip down to like nothing on the top, and we're going to throw whipped cream covered cherries at her boobs and try and see who can make them stick. I'm telling you, that's what we need to do.
Well, she's not,
that's what I get this show not, back on track.
She's not too intellectual, so she won't know what you're tossing at her.
Exactly.
Ow.
Hey, she's got more cup size than she does brain cells, but there's nothing wrong with that. So, you know, let's take a few minutes. Oh. What do we got?
I'm not getting audio off this. Wonder why I'm not getting audio yet.
Big old cans. God damn, those are big titties.
Jugs and orbs and darts and gourds, Elmer Fudds and bouncing Buddhas, sweater stretchers, lung protectors, beach umbrellas, frost detectors, Scooby snacks and snake eyes dice, Jell-O molds and high beam lights. Every day I probably use 99 words for boobs.
Okay.
Humpty dumplings, hearty boys, double lattes, ode to joys, Hooters, shooters, physics, tutors, Bobsy twins and bald commuters, double UMDs, MREs and PFDs, Snow White dwarfs, Picasso's cubes, 99 words for boobs.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Gerbers, servers, holy grails, whoopee cushions, humpback whales, flying saucers, traffic stoppers, super big gulps, double whoppers, pillows, Don DeLillos, soft serve cones and armadillos, pimped out hubcaps, inner tubes, 99 words for boobs.
So fucking bad. Jesus Christ. You know, whenever we start talking about boobs, something always comes to mind.
Uh-oh.
You get to run that down a little bit there.
Knockers, honkers, knicker bonkers, smurfs and screaming.
Come on, you gotta let it play.
Alright, go ahead.
Cannons, Mr. Biggs, big bad wolves and porky pigs, jogging partners, sailing noobs, 99 words for boobs. Point jumpers, Bambi's thumpers, rubber baby buggy.
Damn, that's a big ass titty.
Rutabagas, Kai Omegas, swag the showgirls show in Vegas. Congo bongos, bowling pins, fast pitch softball, Siamese twins. Your claims I'm breast obsessed are true. We're quite a pair, cause I'm a boob.
And there you go.
Whenever we talk about boobs, I can't help but think of our... I don't want to say dearly departed, but she's gone from us.
What the hell?
This was Ginger's song.
How do I go from boobs to this?
Ginger's boobs.
Oh, yeah.
Those were yummy, yummy boobs, weren't they?
Yeah, they're right here in my face.
All right.
So now, hey. All right. So I know you've got a bunch of news stories, but I do want to bring something up.
Well, I got stripper news stories.
This is something I think we can really have some fun with.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to make sure that we're because. Ann Coulter is a complete fucking psychopath.
Yes.
She's anti-Semitic, and there's no way around
it. Where's the proof of that?
Well, you see, Ms. Coulter, henceforth known as Stupid Cunt, went on Donnie Deutsch's Big Idea. And she had this to say.
And your dreams, which are genuine, came true, having to do with immigration, having to do with women's, with abortion. What would this country look like?
It would look like New York City during the Republican National Convention. In fact, that's what I think heaven's going to look like.
And what did that look like?
Happy, joyful Republicans in the greatest city in the world.
No. But I'm talking with this country. You don't want to make this country. It's not about Republicans. I'm saying, what would the fabric of this country look like? Forget that the Republicans would.
Well, everyone would root for America. The Democratic Party would look like Joe Lieberman. The Republican Party would look like Duncan Hunter.
Yeah, this is her perfect vision of the world.
Politically, the landscape. Would we be safer?
He's baiting this one.
We'd be a lot safer.
Would there be more tolerance? Would there be? Would women be happier? Would the races get along better? The Ann Coulter prescription. Tell me what would be different in our fabric of country?
Well, all of those
I could give an argument that there would be more divisiveness, that there would be more hate. There would be a bigger difference between the rich and the poor. Tell me why would this be a better world? This is your show.
Okay, take the Republican National Convention. And people were happy, they're Christian, they're tolerant, they defend America,
we should be Christian, it would be better if we were all Christian?
Yes.
We should all be Christian.
Would you like to come to church with me, Donnie?
So I should not be a Jew, I should be a Christian, and this would be a better
place. Well, you could be a practicing Jew, but you're not.
Okay, I actually am, that's not true, I really am. But so we would be better if there were no Jews,
well,
no Buddhists.
Well, whenever I'm harangued by
you can't believe that.
You know, liberals on diversity. No, it's true. I give all these speeches at mega churches across America. And the one thing that's really striking about it is how utterly, completely diverse they are and completely unselfconsciously. I mean, you walk past a mixed race couple in New York and it's like they have a chip on their shoulder just waiting for somebody to say something as if anybody would.
I don't agree with that. Really. Maybe you have the chip looking at them. I see a lot of interracial couples and I don't see any more.
Wait for it. She's not done yet.
No. There was an entire Seinfeld episode about Elaine and her boyfriend dating because they wanted to be a mixed race couple. So you're lying.
Seinfeld episode. Okay.
But I think that's reflective of what's going on in the culture. But it is completely striking that at these huge mega churches, the idea that the more Christian you
are, the
less tolerant you would be.
No, it isn't. But you said we should just throw Judaism away and we should all be Christians then. Or,
yeah.
Really?
Well, it's a lot easier. So it's kind of a fast track.
Really?
You have to obey.
You can't possibly believe that. You can't possibly.
Yes.
You're too educated. You can't.
Know what Christianity is? See, we believe your religion, but you have to obey.
No.
We have the fast track program.
Well, put you at the head of Iran. I mean, come on. You can't believe that.
The head of Iran is not a Christian.
Let's wipe Israel off the earth. I mean, no Jews?
We just want Jews to be perfected.
Right there. She wants the Jews to be perfected, which means, if you go and look it up, she wants the Jews to convert to Christianity. This bitch has got some serious fucking balls right there. She's sitting on a couch across from a guy who says he's a practicing Jew. And says she wants Judaism to be wiped out, and she wants all the Jews to be perfected, brought into the Christian fold. This is what is wrong with this country. What is going through this bitch's mind? What is going on? There is no way to defend this. She's come out, and they went to a break, and after break, she basically tried to clarify what she said. But she said it flat out. She wants the Jews to be perfected, which means converted to Christianity. Now, guys, I know you're not biblical scholars, but anyone here want to tell me what religion Jesus was?
I think he was Jewish.
That's right. What was the unofficial title for Jesus? King of the Jews.
Yes.
So this whack job has gone out here.
No, I'm sorry. I already see what he has on the screen.
Oh, boy. I don't even want to. So she wants the Jews to be perfected. Now, this is on top of the usual hate speech that this witch is spewing out. She's calling him a liar right to his face because she saw a black and white couple. On Seinfeld. If it's on Seinfeld, it must be true. What's the deal with interracial couples? She has lost her fucking mind. The bleach has seeped in. She's drinking the Kool-Aid. It doesn't shock me she's going across the country speaking at mega churches. This is the exact problem with our country right here. This, it's not even the GOP.
Oh, yeah. Pretty tight for Hitler.
Oh, Christ. Springtime for Coulter. Now, the GOP isn't the problem. The GOP is generally, they're just another political party, and they do have an agenda. Everybody has an agenda. And granted, there is a 70% chance if you're in the GOP these days, you're trolling bathrooms looking for young boys. But Ann Coulter represents this extreme fringe that is drifting further and further off to the right. And it's almost like she's saying these things
just to get
attention and get a reaction.
Is she selling a book or anything right now?
She does have another book out. But when you look at her face and you see this video, just go to YouTube and look up Ann Coulter, anti-Semite, I guess, or Donnie Deutscher, big idea. Go and look this up and you will see she believes what she's saying. You can't fault the bitch for being convicted, but seriously, what's next? Oh, the Holocaust didn't really happen.
Well, that's what the who runs Iran thinks.
Yeah, we should have a contest to see who can actually say his name.
Modular Mahad?
Modular
Jihad.
I mean, yeah, the guy's got issues, but seriously.
So let's get that to what it really is. So what's the Jewish guy that fucked her over? Who's the Jewish guy that shot down at her face and beat her afterwards?
I don't think it's a Jewish guy. I think she generally is this hate-filled and this just anti-Semite is the only way to put it. Now, there's another individual who, as much as I don't like this woman, who scares me even more than Ann Coulter. Do you know who it is?
Not a clue. Take a guess.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. He's a presidential candidate. Now, take a look at the mass gamut.
He's a
presidential candidate. Well, you know, because you and I have talked about this. Decaf, who do you think it is that scares me more than any other presidential candidate?
Giuliani? No.
No.
Pretty damn close.
He's just fucking his cousin. No.
And not Romney.
Mitt Romney? No. Nah, he's a Mormon. I don't worry about the Mormons. They're going to fuck themselves over. He's going to start saying something about polygamy, and next thing you know, he's hosed. No, it's Ron Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this guy claims to be the big libertarian and claims to have all these progressive ideas. Let's talk about some of Ron Paul's progressive ideas, shall we? First off, the guy's the biggest racist I think you'll ever meet. Let me see. You probably don't have his quote there in front of you. Here we go. Let's see. Paul reported on gang crime in Los Angeles and commented, "Have you ever been robbed by a black teenage male? You know how unbelievably fleet-footed they can be."
Fleet-footed.
"Given the inefficiencies of what DC laughingly calls the criminal justice program, I think we can safely assume that 95% of black males in that city are semi-criminal or entirely criminal."
Wow, what an idiot.
Wait a minute, there's more. "We are constantly told that it is evil to be afraid of black men, and it's hardly irrational. Black men commit murders, rapes, robberies, muggings, burglaries, all out of proportion to their numbers." Wait, there's one more. Stating that lobbying groups who seek special favors and handouts are evil, Ron Paul wrote, "By far the most powerful lobby in Washington are the bad of the bad sort is the Israeli government, and the goal of the Zionist movement is to stifle criticism." This guy is off his nut.
I think I don't know why, but I'm getting told we have a counterpoint.
Hi, welcome to the Darker Perspective. I'm your host, Decaf. Now, I've been here week after week, yelling, shouting, screaming, but I never gave thanks. And I want to give thanks to something that's very, very important because it celebrated a 50th anniversary. It's the Little Rock Nine, the nine brave students that went to school and integrated when they were getting yelled at, shouted at, beat on, pissed on, shit thrown at them, and nine black students was brave enough to enter the school. Now, not only did that change America forever, and then you get the people like fucking Ann Coulter, then you get the motherfuckers like Ron Paul with their racial stupid statements and shit that's been done past for how many fucking years now? Been about fucking 50 now? Since, you know, people even fucking should even think like that. But I wanna thank them for leading the way that I get to sit here with my good friends, Trencher. And my good friend Murphy, we get this all sit together and have a good show and talk about the fucking stupidity that we see around the world every day. So I just want to give thanks to my white brothers. I don't thank my cracker brothers. I mean, my white brothers too much. I still got a little racism in me.
Thank you, Chicken and Waffles. Thank you.
But I just wanted to give my shout out and the shout out to the Little Rock Nine. And let's keep this movie going, man, because I think one race is better than fucking 45 races fighting each other. That's a darker perspective.
That is nice. All right.
God damn, I got a fleet foot to the bathroom.
Now,
I might have to sit on your lap.
I know we only have a few minutes left, but I really do want to keep talking about this. Okay. Ron Paul has another point that's completely, again, off his nut. Ron Paul claims that the founding fathers always intended the United States to be a Christian nation, and the separation of church and state was never a thought or ideal held by the founding fathers or in the Constitution. Now,
they don't want to mention the word Christian in the whole Constitution.
In the entire Constitution, there's only one religious reference, and that's in the very beginning. Where
freedom of religion.
Well, no. That's the Bill of Rights. Yeah. Or it says, the day of our Lord. That's the only religious reference in the entire thing right there. Good, you've got it right there. Now, there's another point, though, people talk about, and that's how, it's not actually in there that you know, it's a Christian nation. First off, the Treaty of Tripoli specifically says, and by the way, it was voted and ratified by the Senate, says that the United States is not now nor ever will be a Christian nation. Go beyond that. The Founding Fathers, he says, the Founding Fathers always intended us to be a Christian nation, except when you look at the fact that in the letter to the Southern Baptists, Thomas Jefferson himself coined the phrase separation of church and state. And then James Madison almost disintegrated his own career by fighting against, Monroe. James Monroe almost disintegrated his own career fighting against President Madison, stopping him from taking public lands that were owned by the government and setting them aside for churches. The separation of church and state is an ideal that's held deep within our Constitution because freedom of religion also means freedom from religion. This country is not, has not, and will never be a Christian nation solely based on the fact that we are not a Christian country. We have Mormons, we have Jews, we have Gentiles, we have all kinds of other items built up inside of this here.
57 religions.
That's that. You know, if that's the thing about this country, is it's not about being Christian, being the right to be Christian. It's about the right to believe what you want to believe or not believe what you want to believe. And for Mitt Romney, that guy's got me a little arced up too, but for Ron Paul to stand there and say that this country is based on Christianity, he's completely lost his mind because he's also ignoring the fact that, hey, guess what? A good number of the founding fathers were atheists.
Yep.
This country is not a Christian nation. Now, granted, there are ideals and morals that we all hold that also are mirrored within the Christian religion. They're also mirrored in the Muslim religion. They're also mirrored in the Jewish religion. It's just a moral standard that we try to have. And I fucking can't stand when people try to stand there, specifically Ron Paul, because the guy is not a libertarian. The guy is a Republican in a libertarian stance, is all he is. Go and look. I do believe the Gartner paper, is one of the premier financial papers that are written every day, called Ron Paul a nut job. Losing the backing of the Gartner papers were enough to really fucking do in his campaign. The guy sounded like an idiot during the debates the other day, and they didn't bother to ask him too many questions. And there's a great reason for that, because this guy stands there and spouts and pontificates. You know, the guy is against the Civil Rights Act. You know that? You know, the guy is against the Voting Rights Act. The guy is flat out a racist, a bigot, and stupid.
Amen.
And I can't find it in here, and I have my Constitution on me, and all right. So, with that said, Murph, do you have the music?
You want to give me the paper?
Of course.
Wow. I'm all riled up at the end of the show.
Yeah, I see that.
Should have seen me leaving the... we were leaving the Star Trek Experience the other day. I had a big old Ron Paul car in the parking lot. I damn near lost my mind. I had to wait 5 minutes before going inside. I was so heated about that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's been Friday night, and this has been Spankwagon Radio. I've been Murphy.
I've been Trench.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
Guys, we want to thank all of you for tuning in, listening, downloading the podcast, whatever. Ooh,
it's
going to
be some depressed people.
I know. This has been a great episode.
Yeah, that has been a great episode.
It has. Now, here's one thing. We want everybody to tell us about what you're thinking, how you're feeling. Email us, radio@spankwagon.net.
Because this isn't just our show. It's your show, too. And with that said, we'd like to thank the people that help us put this show out for all of you to listen. First and foremost, the guys here at LV Rocks. Big love. You, Jimmy, see you soon. Flash FM, the KC Host Radio Network. Hi, Juke. Hi, Juke's wife, Boobies. Door from Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown.net, Web Mix, classics of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today.
Yeah.
And the Nomad Radio Network. Hey,
no,
any word
don't
from
even
Brad?
Ask. Don't
no?
even ask.
I'm going to ask every week. Fuck. Who knows? Man. Maybe he'll get off his ass and actually do something.
The Brad.
All right.
I'm an affiliate. Anyway. Guys, remember, if we're not live,
you're fine as an archive.
You can get us every week, podcasts.lvrocks.com. Or if you want to hear some really old school shit, go to spankwagon.net. You can download it all there. Also, don't forget, we are lonely fuckers. Trench, what's the web?
Spankwagon.net is the website. And, of course, you can email us by emailing radio@spankwagon.net.
And if they want to be our friend,
we'd love to have you as our friend by going to myspace.com/spankwagon.
We'd love to have you as our friend. I'm Bob Thomas here for the rest of Spankwagon Radio. Just want to say thank you for everyone tuning in, and don't forget to spay and neuter your pets.
Retards out.
Later.
Love you, baby. I got some baby coming. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, it's Papa Joe, and I've got to tell you, Maggiano's Little Italy is the best Italian restaurant in the country. Red check tablecloths, mahogany wood, and you can hear the music of Francis Albert Sinatra while you dine. Does it get any better than Maggiano's? I ask you. Now to the food. For me, I like to start with a little chopped salad, and theirs is the best, with some blue cheese and some prosciutto. Oh, delicioso. For dinner, Maggiano's has a wide variety of Italian specialties, the best veal in the city, plus steaks, seafood, and chops. And it's all served family style. That means big portions to take home with you. Maggiano's Little Italy in Las Vegas is located right on the Las Vegas Strip in the Fashion Show Mall, directly across from the Wynn Hotel. Do yourself a favor, go to their website, Maggiano's.com, to find a location nearest to you. Maggiano's Little Italy, authentic food and authentic dining experience. Squisito.
Ask anyone who lives in Vegas where to go for the best action, and they'll point you to a Station Casino. With seven exciting casinos throughout the Las Vegas Valley, Station Casinos is famous for great service, delicious meals, and the most ways to play. You'll find thousands of the hottest new slots, the friendliest table games, and award-winning race and sports books. No matter what season, no matter what sport, the Station Casino sports books bring all the action right to your seat. Kick back and watch your favorite teams on big screen TVs. Enjoy the personal friendly service. One visit and you'll see why serious sports bettors rely on Station Casinos for the best action in Vegas. Palace, Boulder, Texas, Sunset, Santa Fe, Green Valley Ranch, and the new Red Rock Casino Resort and Spa. The best places to stay. The best places to play. Call today to find out about our great room rates. 1-800-678-2846. That's 1-800-678-2846. Or visit us online at stationcasinos.com.
Our next exercise, mall parking lot. Search lot K. Search and search. Can't find car? Run to lot L. Search and search. Dodge oncoming SUV. Jump left, jump right. Now sprint back to lot K because you forgot your bags. Look for car, look for bags, look for car.
Life is